The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Charlotte Magazine, Wilmington Magazine, Carrie Magazine, and Yes Weekly. First article is from Charlotte Magazine. The Katsu Cart Duo opens Dozo in Wesley Heights by Taylor Bowler. This can go one of a few ways. The main lobby at City Kitch, the commercial kitchen beside Restaurant Constance in Wesley Heights, is split into two areas. To the left is a wall of ordering kiosks. Think of this as a virtual food hall. Tenants include Bougie Soul Food, Queen City Cheesesteaks, and Dozo, a Japanese-American kitchen that opened in one of the building's cooking suites in September. You can place your order and wait at one of the three high-top tables until a chef delivers your meal in a takeout bag with paper napkins and plastic utensils. You're free to eat here, but most people take their orders to go. If you've placed a mobile order, scan one of the QR codes on the right to let the restaurant know you've arrived. This is how DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub drivers pick up delivery orders, too. To the right is an accordion room divider. On the other side is Dozo, a 600-square-foot stall with a 6-seat counter and 3 2-top tables. Each seat has a view of the cooking station, where executive chef Perry Saito and sous chef John Gamble prepare okonomiyaki, katsudon, and crab fried rice. Saito modeled Dozo, Japanese for here you go, after an izakaya bar, a neighborhood dive with casual Japanese fare. Saito and Gamble have run Katsu Cart, one of the city's most popular food trucks, for 3 years. They wanted to try a brick and mortar where they could make dishes they don't have space to prepare in the truck. City Kitch's rentable cooking stations allow them to do this without the long-term commitment of a building lease. If you're able to snag a seat at the counter, it's fun to settle in and watch the chefs at work. Just keep in mind that they act as hosts, servers, and table bussers too, so don't expect a white tablecloth experience. Menus are displayed in plastic 8x10 frames on the counter, and you order via QR code. Drink choices include cheer wine, Mexican Coca-Cola, or hot green tea, or you can just help yourself to a paper cup at the Brio water dispenser in the corner. Wooden chopsticks are in ceramic jars. Dozo doesn't serve Katsu Cart's popular sandos, their giant sandwiches made with Japanese milk bread. Saito hasn't ruled it out for the future, but says he wants people to come for other reasons. This is his opportunity to experiment with new dishes and show off his range. He comes from a family of restaurant owners and learned about Japanese cuisine from his father, who immigrated to Myrtle Beach from Tokyo in the 70s. His maternal grandmother taught him to make soul food, so the menu blends both cultures. Start with an order of Japanese pickles, $6, or edamame, $6, and ask them to make it spicy if you want to dial up the heat. Sashimi, $13, comes with 5 slices of whatever fish is fresh that day and a drizzle of ponzu sauce. Okonomiyaki, $19, is a savory Japanese pancake that Saito grills with cabbage, shrimp, and pork belly. He cuts it into wedges like a quesadilla and applies a generous drizzle of kewpie, a Japanese mayo known for its tangy, umami-rich flavor. You can eat these with a fork, but Saito says it's perfectly acceptable to use your hands. Spicy chicken karage, $10, is the Japanese answer to boneless chicken wings. Saito coats his in Tobanjan chili sauce and tops them with blue cheese crumbles. The entree-sized katsu salad, $18, is a heap of greens topped with chicken katsu, Japanese for cutlet. cucumbers, tomatoes, and Togarashi ranch, which gives it a bump of spice and a hint of citrus. It's also a good size to share with a few people if you want to try more of the menu. Katsudon, $18, is a hearty rice bowl topped with pork katsu, steamed egg, sweet onion, and soy sauce. Crab fried rice, $22, is a plate of short grain rice tossed with blue crab, pork belly, mushrooms, and ikura, Japanese for salmon roe. Portions are generous, so you'll have plenty to bring home. Saito and Gamble rarely stop moving. They plate meals at an impressive speed and pack to-go boxes as the square printer prints out tickets for more mobile orders. They still manage to chat with customers and crack jokes as they work, and it's clear these two are buddies and not just business partners. The presentation and decor are nothing special, but that's not the point at City Kitsch. This is where chefs get to make some of the most creative food in the city. And a seat at the counter is like a backstage pass to a concert, where you get to see the restricted areas and meet each member of the band. Dozo is located at 2200 Thrift Road in Charlotte. Their phone is 980-428-6899, and the website, dozoclt.com. Next up from Carrie Magazine, Fratelli's Delicatessen by David McCreary. At long last, Apex has a bona fide family-owned deli. Let's just say it's worth visiting early and often. Located at the new Sweetwater Town Center off of Highway 64 in Apex, Fratelli's Delicatessen features New York and Chicago-style breakfast items, sandwiches, salads, desserts, and more. The counter service eatery opened in September of 2024. Owners Dave and Shannon Thomas hail from the Windy City and the Empire State, respectively. I'm from Long Island, but we met in Chicago, and we were both accustomed to having delis on every corner, says Shannon. When we moved down here, there were days when we would say, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese, or I could go for an Italian beef. We couldn't find those around here, so that's when we decided to open our own place. Inspired by family matriarch and Shannon's late grandmother, Margaret Saudo, affectionately known as Nan, Dave and Shannon wanted to capture the spirit of togetherness for which Nan was known. The couple teamed up with several other family members in the new venture, including Nan's great-grandsons, RJ and Tyler Cancel, who are siblings. Fratelli means brothers in Italian. Nan lived to be 99, and she was the cornerstone of the family, Shannon explains, pointing to her grandmother's cherished lasagna pan displayed near the deli's entrance. Sundays were always the big day for gathering at her house for food and family time. Speaking of food, popular hot sandwiches at Fratelli's include a meatball parm, crowned with melted provolone and mozzarella and signature marinara, piled-high pastrami on rye with spicy brown mustard, and a Reuben with house-braised corned beef, melted Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Thousand Island dressing. Don't ignore the Little Italy panini, encompassing a crispy chicken cutlet, fresh mozzarella, prosciutto, roasted tomato, and balsamic aioli, served on ciabatta bread. When it comes to cold selections, we highly recommend the Berserker, which involves rare roast beef, cheddar, arugula, roasted tomato, red onion, and horseradish sauce on a Kaiser roll. Another surefire winner is the Italian, loaded with Genoa salami, pepperoni, capicola, tavern ham, provolone, red onion, and herbed aioli, plus olive oil and red wine vinegar for good measure. If you prefer a smaller or more budget-friendly portion, more than 20 sandwiches are available in two sizes. We source our bread from La Farm and Niamond, and we've partnered with New York Bagel and Deli in Cary for bagels, Dave says. Do you want a New York or Chicago hot dog? Fratelli's offers both types, loaded with all the requisite toppings. Much of the menu has gluten-free options. I can't eat gluten, so I know how important it is to have safe choices, Shannon reveals. Other members of our family also have dietary restrictions, Dave adds. We have a dedicated station to prepare gluten-free items, so we take it very seriously. The restaurant also serves an extensive selection of breakfast sandwiches, burritos, and bowls, all day, every day. Since many of our items are made to order, there's no reason we shouldn't offer breakfast anytime, says Shannon. For a spot-on New York-style experience, order a classic BECSBK sandwich, which melds bacon, egg, cheese, salt, pepper, and ketchup on a Kaiser roll. Trust us, it's fire. The Hungry Man is the best breakfast sandwich I've ever eaten, declares Frank, a native New Yorker and regular Fratelli's customer. The Hungry Man stacks 3 eggs, 3 slices of American cheese, Applewood smoked bacon, sausage, and ham on a Kaiser roll. The hearty Fratelli's trio, available as a bowl or burrito, brims with scrambled eggs, ham, Applewood smoked bacon, pork sausage, sautéed onions and peppers, cheddar jack cheese, and breakfast potatoes. Salads also get plenty of love here, with choices including antipasto, Caesar, Cobb, and Greek. There's also a pick-your-own salad station that includes toppings like black olives, hard-boiled eggs, and pepperoncini. We have all kinds of salads: egg salad, chicken salad, tuna salad, pasta salad, macaroni salad, and more, lists Dave. Our Long Island potato salad is dynamite and takes 2 days to make. The potatoes are brined and sliced thin, and there's a lot of love that goes into the recipe. Front and center display cases showcase tempting desserts like tiramisu, cheesecake, and Italian cookies, plus boar's head cold cuts and cheeses to take home and enjoy later. An easily accessible grab-and-go section provides fresh and frozen delicacies like baked ziti and lasagna, curated jars of gourmet provisions such as lemon basil pesto, serrano ham stuffed olives, and black garlic hot sauce are also available. We're trying to make things as convenient and family-friendly as possible, says Dave. As for beverages, locally sourced Java comes from nearby small-batch roaster Peak City Coffee. Beer, wine, and mixed drinks are available, including Bloody Marys, mimosas, and champagne. We have 8 rotating local beers on draft, including Southern Peak Brewery, Wicked Weed, and Burial, Dave adds. Vicious Fishes is doing an exclusive collaboration with us called Inferno, which is an Italian pilsner. If you plan to eat in, go early, as seating in the dining room is limited. An outdoor patio offers room for about 50 guests. Fratelli's Delicatessen is located at 1481 Richardson Road in Apex. Their website is fratellisdeli.com. And the next article is from Wilmington Magazine. I'll have some more, please. Concord Espresso Bar's travel-inspired coffee by day, espresso martinis by fireside nights, are the perfect cozy escape, by Madison Bailey. If you haven't been keeping up with the cocktail and coffee scene, you might be surprised at how much it has evolved. It's transformed into a full-blown art form, with bartenders and baristas showcasing their creativity and craftsmanship as what we now call mixologists. Today, both cocktails and coffee focus on innovation and artistry. A perfect example of this is at the Concord Espresso Bar. Located inside the Front Street Inn, it has quickly become a favorite among coffee lovers and visitors alike. We wanted to do something different, says owner Jamie Alfala. After traveling and exploring NYC's cocktail lounges, where every concept had its own energy and cocktails to match the space. The idea of combining coffee and cocktails here just felt like a no-brainer. They're mixing things up with a variety of espresso-inspired cocktails, putting unique spins on the espresso martini. Their menu boasts over 20 different ones, and other classic lattes. I had a chance to visit this fall and ended up relaxing by the fire in their outdoor space while trying some of the bar's best drinks. The spot has this cool aviation vibe inspired by the Concorde jet, with walls full of memorabilia, artwork, and books that make it feel nostalgic. The Front Street Inn was already being transformed into a travel-themed hotel, so it made perfect sense to choose a theme that reflected travel. And that's how Concorde Espresso Bar was born, Alfala explains. When you arrive, the host will lead you to your table or one of the cozy fire pits. They have indoor seating, but honestly, grabbing a fireside spot outside is the way to go to fully soak in the atmosphere. And with their new savory s'mores, it's the perfect spot to warm up on chilly nights. If you prefer sitting inside, no worries. Both areas have fire pits and blankets to keep you cozy. Plus, they offer dog beds and pup cups, making it a great hangout for everyone. Once I was seated by a communal table, which had a comfy couch and a controllable fire pit, I pulled out my phone and used the bar's online ordering service to place my order and build a tab. I started with the Espresso Martini Flight, which featured three cocktails: in-flight snack, on standby, and the classic Espresso Martini. I mean, anything with espresso is perfect for fall and winter, right? In-flight snack is a mix of Tito's vodka and Amarula, sweetened up with a shot of espresso. It's topped off with a cookie butter smudge, making it taste like dessert in a glass. On standby, though, is for when you're craving something more indulgent. It blends Tito's vodka, chocolate liqueur, and espresso liqueur, and you can even throw in a scoop of cookie butter gelato. It's rich, creamy, and just what you want if you love those over-the-top flavors. If cocktails aren't your thing, or if you're looking for a cozy non-alcoholic option, there's a daytime menu with tons of seasonal treats, such as chai, matcha, and more. But any latte you order will be delicious, thanks to the quality of their ingredients. We tasted a lot of amazing espresso. We ultimately decided to go with an oak-fired roast because it brought a unique new flavor to our espresso that we hadn't experienced before, says Alfala. Then I moved on to the fall-inspired drinks and couldn't resist ordering the s'mores kit, which came with homemade marshmallows, a selection of rich chocolates, and graham crackers right at the table. The s'mores martini delivered all the coziness of a campfire, crafted with chocolate liqueur, vanilla vodka, spiced honey liqueur, and oat milk, and then topped with a toasted marshmallow and a graham cracker rim. Definitely my favorite of the night. Next, I tried the apple cider margarita, a gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free option that balanced the warmth of fall spices with a bright, tart edge. It's clearly a staff favorite at Concorde. It could be the only drink I have for the rest of my life. It's that good, says Alfala. Made with tequila, lime, cinnamon, and pumpkin syrup, it had just the right amount of zing. With cozy fire pits and seasonal offerings, Concorde Espresso Bar has become a favorite place for grabbing cocktails with friends or coffee with my furry companions. There's something special about hanging out by the fire, sipping a tasty drink, and finding a way to enjoy the winter weather. Concorde Espresso Bar is located at 215 South Front Street in Wilmington. Their phone is 910-524-8606. And their website, conconcordesspressobar.com. And finally today, from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Giano's by John Batchelor. Giano's opened in 2000. For about 14 years, it has been under the ownership of Dave Nicoletta. His formal training culminated in a degree from the New York Restaurant School and Adelphi University. He started out on the front lines as a dishwasher over 30 years ago. As the president of G4 Hospitality Group, he provides consulting services to other restaurants in addition to leading his own. The restaurant's website indicates that this is the first certified autism destination on the East Coast. I'm not sure what that certification entails, but as a former teacher and administrator with training in special education, I support any such effort. Hear, hear. On one visit, my wife and I were seated in the bar area, where on that occasion, the bartender was also handling food orders at surrounding tables, which I think created an undue burden. That bar generates a lot of activity and requires quite a bit of attention. Hence, we experienced some lags in pacing between courses, although he handled the situation well under the circumstances. Enjoyment of the bartender's creations, however, provided just compensation. Old Blue Eyes, a martini variation, is aptly named, its nomenclature reflected in Sinatra's music in the background. The wine list ranges internationally, with Italy, of course, well represented. Most selections focused on value as well as quality. This is a place where selections are easy to enjoy without feeling uneasy about the price paid. We ordered fried onion rings on that evening. They are thinly sliced and hand-breaded, flash-fried, and served with a sharpest Cajun remoulade. Make no mistake, they are great, certainly among the best I have had. The menu describes spanakopita as mama's recipe, and our serving supported the claim of a personal original preparation. It follows the traditional structure of spinach and feta cheese in layers of phyllo pastry, but the seasoning is just different enough to make it distinguished in a large portion that easily served our party of four. Entrees include a house salad with mixed lettuces, peeled cucumber, sliced red onion, or traditional Caesar salad based on romaine lettuce, croutons, and shredded Parmesan cheese. For the former, the ranch dressing is pleasantly mellow. Soups are a welcome alternative accompaniment on these chilly evenings. Giano's tomato basil is rich, creamy, and smooth, quite flavorful with low acidity. According to the menu, most of the chicken entrees are grilled, but our server advised that the kitchen will cook chicken any way the customer wants it. My wife ordered chicken ravioli, where sautéed breast meat is joined by cheese ravioli, tomatoes, and spinach bathed in an Italian cream sauce. Really tasty. An off-menu special, chicken rollatini, was a little more complex. An assembly of Parmesan and herb-crusted breast, plus a layer of fried eggplant, layered with Boursin cheese, plated over fettuccine, with a Roma tomato and a vodka cream sauce with basil and baby arugula, all topped with strips of fried prosciutto. That's about 3 to 4 traditional Italian dishes all on one plate, any of which would have earned praise. Eggplant Parmesan covers lightly breaded fresh eggplant, fried, with house-made marinara sauce, all baked with mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses, scattered with Italian-style breadcrumbs. This is served over a choice of pasta. It's a highly flavorful alternative to meat that makes you feel like you are eating and enjoying meat. If you want meat, veal is a good choice here with several alternatives. I tried veal piccata, which provides 3 slices of veal, lightly browned, plus mushrooms, tomatoes, and capers, in a classic white wine and lemon butter sauce. The piccata treatment is also available with salmon and chicken. This is served over linguine, which soaks up the sauce, extending flavor. Another lengthy selection of the menu allows you to assemble your own pasta entree from meat, seafoods, types of pasta, and various sauces. From the menu pasta selections, my wife ordered penne al greco, a mix of shrimp and sausage in penne pasta bathed in cream sauce. The shrimps are large and tender, not overcooked, which is hard to do in a combination like this. Kudos to the kitchen. Tasted separately, the shrimp flavor comes through clearly. The sausage, however, is the champion in combination with the cream sauce, one of the most enjoyable pasta dishes I have had in a long time. We rounded out our entree selections with a seafood pecan-crusted trout. The kitchen cooks this in stages, first sautéing and then baking. My serving came out very crisp. The pecans crusty brown, but the fish itself was tender and moist, lightly enhanced with butter and lemon. A good rendition of a popular dish. This comes with asparagus, a classic pairing. The baking is done in a stone oven, which is especially effective for pizza. I missed a pizza on these trips, but I will make up for that in the future when I return. Returning to Giano's is certainly on the horizon. Giano's of High Point is located at 1124 East Chester Drive in High Point, North Carolina. Their phone is 336-885-0762, and the website giannoshp.com. Giano's also offers off-site catering events with a food truck and a pizza trailer. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.